set. You be with a lame beat. I be where it's popping at. Money, cars, clothes, and hoes. Yeah, I get a lot of that. Haters talking dirty about the kid. We ain't buying that. 40 order, clean him up. Soak him like a laundromat. Bitch, stole a pussy, try and fuck me with a condom mat. See him demon, try and keep my semen. I ain't down with that. Little bitches crazy. They wanna have my baby because my bank account been Franklin'd out. Maybe. Check. My president is black. Black. My Glock is too. Yeah. And I probably put a block on a block near you. I said my niggas get the drop. They gon' rock air you. I was never scared of what? What you heard? Fear.
Showtime.
HLA.
And the sky dive cool, flying. Yeah. The whip sound like a lion. Keep a white girl like Ryan. Shit, I ain't bagging, I'm buying. A lot of these suckers be fraud, lying. Willie though, they fishing for a robbery. I got them bitties trying to hit me like the lottery. Haters wanna body me cause I'm a hot commodity. Pumping on that hater, ease the pain like a pod. Niggas, they spit, but they'd never be a slot. Wrist looking like the same arena with a fly. Me, icy. I know, I don't think they like me. Baby, cause I might be thinking that they work. Fresher than a muff. Pie full of money and my sneakers got blood on them. Blood on them. And bitches, I ain't got no love for them. Just a bunch of swagger and a little bit of droop for them. And hater, you can pull a plug on them. Cause my neck be lighting up just like a bulb on them. Bling, bling, pockets on ching, ching. You wifing everything you come across. Ring, king, king, king. You on ham, ham, ham. Chin kick her just like she pam, pam. Oh, that's your main hoe. What would you saying? She said she let it. You wasn't in a plan. Pockets on bang, 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 froze.
It's almost 12, so
1 o'clock. We're gonna do it for an hour.
Nigga, we started it already, nigga.
Hey!
Fucking go! What's going on, everybody? It's not that serious. It's the podcast.
You feel me?
It's your boy, Big Mike.
I got a chip in my shoulders. Elzy.
Nigga. And I was tired 2 seconds ago, but I'm jacked now. Nigga, I'm ready to go, my nigga. To
fucking punch we through a table.
We didn't do a sound test, bitch. We just.
Actually, we did not.
We didn't.
Does it work? Are my levels right?
We're gonna leave that up to God, and then we're gonna keep it going.
Jesus, be offense.
Yeah, be offense, and be a good sound clip.
Oh man,
you already know what it is. We're back.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we're late this week. I don't want to talk about it.
It's been a long week.
It's been a long time.
It's been a very long week. It's been hectic,
bro. It's
every time we want to do something, it's like some other shit happens. Like wait off, just wait.
Word.
Hold it.
And before we even get started, I'm going to tell y'all right now, yes, we're going to talk about Kanye. Yes, we're not going to talk about it right now. Yes, we talked about it with our good pal, Nadir.
Yes.
Yes, it will be a bonus episode.
Yeah.
No, we're not talking about it right now. Leave us alone. And you know what?
There was a lot of requests about it.
You know what? Though. How about shout out to everybody that's been sending me pictures of Kanye and this MAGA hat talking about Yo, Mike.
Oh, this your man's,
look
though.
At your man.
Look at your boy. This your man's, though. Look at your man's. Jesus.
Look at your guy.
Like, hey.
Hey.
That's not my nigga no more. You know, I don't, like, that's.
I don't know him.
I don't know that nigga.
I don't know who that guy is.
I know Kanye that made College Dropout. I don't know who this nigga is.
This is Omari.
It's something different.
I know Kanye. This is Omari.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know that nigga.
I ain't got nothing to do with him. Fuck that.
We don't have no ties to that cat. Okay?
Yeah.
So stop DMing me pictures.
Stop harassing
him.
Fuck out of me.
Stop.
Stop. Didn't you see the message that we left? Please, let us deal with this the way we have to deal with this.
Yes. Let us grieve in peace. Don't. Like, what a shitty thing to do. You see me struggling with this.
Exactly. Niggas see Kanye struggling, and the first thing they do is direct it to us like, we don't see this shit.
Like I see it all.
Trust me. I seen it.
Yes.
It's been bad, though, you know. And he's just dragging people down with him. Oh, well, before we get into all of this, shout out to Shelby over at Garden State Apparel, Garden App Clothing on Instagram.
Yes.
Our man's. That's our guy.
Shout out to him.
That's our guy.
He recently went to Montclair State with a couple of my homies and with the Phi Beta Sigma chapter up there.
Yep.
That black business program.
Yeah, and I seen that he met with Charlamagne Tha God too. At a book signing, possibly. Yeah. I think because Charlamagne is an author now.
Yeah,
he wrote a book.
He wrote a book.
Yeah. I'm not reading it, but whatever.
Yeah, I'm not.
Ain't got shit to do
with it. I know people that have read it, they said it's not that bad.
I wouldn't be surprised because when he does Donkey of the Day, you can tell he writes. Even when he does those long ass passages, you can tell that he actually be writing some shit. So, shout out to him. Yeah. I just wouldn't read it.
Yeah, I'm not. I already don't read.
All right, I'm not.
So the first book, the first book I'm gonna pick up is not a Charlamagne Tha God book.
I read tweets, nigga.
that's
I read Twitter.
Yeah,
I read
essays worth every day.
Facts,
nigga.
Especially since they upped the character limit. That's all I do is read. It might be from a screen, but
hella think pieces from bitches with septum piercings.
Oh, man.
Let's get rid of those.
Yeah, let's get all
of that. But it's been a crazy week. It's been a
week. It's been nothing but.
I really don't even know. Let's start with Meek Mill is free.
Yeah, Meek. Shout out to Meek.
Shout out to Meek.
Trust,
Meek is home.
Trust the process.
Trust the process. Hold on. Nope. Never mind.
Yeah,
I thought I had the sound, but I don't.
What, you going to do the air horn again?
I was going to do the air horn, but I thought I had an applause.
Oh, okay.
But you know, there's no wrong with air horn.
Shout out to Meek for finally getting free from the system that did him dirty for so long.
Yeah, man.
And it was just the whole case was fucked up. The judge was corrupt.
Arresting officer.
Yeah. The officer was corrupt.
It was funny shit with niggas, the jurors.
Niggas on the jury asking him to pay their tuition and shit. It was just a mess. It was bad. And on top of that, the judge was black and she just had, she just hated him.
Yeah, you're
the
just
jump.
Making it worse.
Making
man.
It worse. Stop.
And honestly, and let's start off by saying, yes, when we talked about this earlier, I believe we talked about him when he initially went to jail, which was our first or second episode, which is now crazy looking back.
Yeah, stop going to jail, niggas. But no, actually, no, that was what he got. That was the same thing.
When he initially got booked.
That's what, that was like, I think, yeah. Like,
yeah, it was.
First episode?
Yeah, when it first came out, when it first happened, it was easy to look at it like, oh.
Yeah, he was popping. Yeah, he was a dumb nigga riding a bike.
Yeah.
But when you really look at it and put it in hot, you step back.
They wanted to get him.
Yeah, they wanted him.
And they knew he was famous at some point, and they knew they could finesse something out of this.
And they did.
And so that's what happened.
Yeah. So he was wrong. He was wrongfully in prison.
Just let us, first of all, another thing. Just let people enjoy Meek being free, man.
Yeah,
don't
facts.
Do that shit where it's like, oh, y'all fans of Meek now, y'all was clowning him.
Was clowning him.
Like, bro, yeah, it was funny then. Nobody wants to see nobody go to fucking
jail. Yeah, nobody wants to see that. Come on,
so
son. He was.
You can't be happy for the nigga that he's free.
And it was a rap beef. It was a nobody wanted him to really go to jail.
Yeah. It was just jokes. Like, we wanted him to enjoy his life. Yeah.
Nobody wanted him to be miserable.
We don't want his basic human rights taken away, piece of shit.
Asshole. Like, you're not going to sit here and compare him losing a rap beef to him going to prison.
You're not going to compare us making a couple of memes about his rollies and how loud he talks to him having to get told when to pee and poop and shower.
Yeah, obviously, nigga, it's different. Obviously, nobody wants that. Yeah, and what was crazy about that was Drake fans were actually calling the police on him. Remember, they were calling his PO.
Yeah, that shit was
Mad whack. Like,
shit was super whack.
Y'all taking it to anybody
who ever did that shit, I hope you pee yourself in public.
I hope somebody forces you to suck their dick in front of a lot of people.
Whoa.
This is the worst thing.
I just hope you pee yourself.
Son.
I don't hope for that other thing.
Nah, I hope. But son, how can you even have the audacity to do something like
people
that?
People are fucking weird, bro.
That's mad weird. Like,
people when they get people when really they love when it. They have stand up and they get in a hive mind in a group of people, they don't think rationally. This is with all stand ups. It's like it gets to a point where it gets obsessive.
We talked about last episode
and weird. Yeah, we talked about last episode. Stand-up
is very.
It does something to the brain.
Yeah,
and then it gets to a point where people just act like this now.
Yeah,
you know, and that's scary. Like, niggas, you really called a fucking PO. You really tried to take away this man's freedom, but
over rap beef.
Mm. But at the end of the day, it was rap beef. It was funny. He got beat.
Yeah,
he got beat the fuck up out of here. It happened. Mm-hmm. We laugh. We still laugh. But at the end of the day, it's jokes. Nobody wants to see this man.
He's out.
Yeah, nobody wants to see this man's life taken away from him.
We're moving on.
And while I'm still here, fuck Barstool. You know what I'm saying?
What happened
with that? I forgot to tell you.
Yeah.
So, because you just looked at the rundown and said, fuck Barstool.
Yeah.
Well, what is that?
Well,
let me enlighten you, my dear friend. So, I'm watching this video. I'm on Twitter, as I usually am. And I go past this video of, I guess the dude that runs Barstool. You won't believe his fucking name. The nigga's name is KFC.
Excuse me?
That's what he calls himself.
That's what he calls himself? KFC.
Yeah. I don't know. So, he's talking about, let's not act like Meek wasn't a walking punchline before he went to jail. And that's, you're acting like this. He's Nelson Mandela now. Everybody's just a real negative, pragmatic type of.
I think I saw that
view of the thing. Like, he can't. Like, really, we're gonna take him to the Sixers game for Game 5 while he watches us beat Dwayne Wade. He couldn't be with his family. Blah blah blah. Let's address these things in order. Number one, Meek is a real Sixers fan.
Yeah, he's not. He watched every game from behind bars.
Yeah, he's not. He's a real fan. Like, and he's been a fan for a long time.
Yeah.
He's not like one of them niggas that just shows up.
He's not Drake.
When shit is sweet.
Yeah.
Shout outs to Kevin Hart. He doesn't just show up when the team is good.
Yeah.
That nigga was courtside when Ish Smith was playing. That nigga was on the court watching Brandon Davies put up shots.
He was the only nigga buying courtside. Yeah.
So let's start with that right there. Number two, who the fuck is, I researched this nigga. Mm-hmm. This nigga cheated on his pregnant wife.
The Barstool nigga?
The Barstool KFC nigga. Who the fuck are you talking about family, you fucking dweeb? Yeah,
you don't even love your own.
You betrayed them. You betrayed your family.
They can't even
trust.
Look at you the same anymore.
Fucking idiot.
Jackass.
Asshole.
Oh, man.
And let's not
people
think
just
like
hate
that.
That shit people is just
like,
hate.
Yeah, hate.
People
like,
just love
bro.
To spread hate.
Yeah.
Shout out to Kanye.
That shit is very whack.
People just love to spread hate.
Yeah, Kanye. Shout out to Kanye. Spread love.
Spread love.
Spread out. Spreading MAGA love everywhere.
Yeah.
Because that's what MAGA is about.
Because that's what it's about, right?
Loving your fellow.
Son, he almost got
loving,
me, bro.
It's about loving your fellow man unless he's a nigger.
Yeah. He almost got me with that shit.
Nah, I saw smoke that bullshit.
Yeah, he put up a lot of smoke screens. And he tried, I guess we might as well talk about Kanye a little bit. Basically, he tried to flip the whole MAGA thing. Because remember, I don't know if you remember, he was wearing Confederate flags.
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
He tries to flip shit and put his own meaning on it. But this is just one thing that cannot be reversed, bro. Like, you can't sit here and act like MAGA is about love. And he's like, yo, when people look at MAGA, they don't see empathy because they don't love enough, blah, 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 blah. Ain't no empathy in that shit, nigga. They don't feel bad for nobody.
Nigga, white supremacists support that shit.
Yeah, man. Come on, son.
I ain't trying to hear that shit.
He's putting his album out. He's just putting his album out. He's trying to reach a different fan base. Mm. He wants more white people. You could have just said it. He could have easily got on Twitter and said, I want more white people to listen to me.
And they would have did it. It's not only that he wants more white people, that he's at a point now he's willing to get more white people at the expense of his black people, of losing black people. I think he's hit a point where he's like, I don't give a fuck. Mm-hmm. And honestly, the more I think about this Kanye situation, mm-hmm. the more I get angry because mm-hmm. I feel like this nigga has been using us.
He has been.
For years.
He has been.
And when I first seen this, I was mad at it. Mm-hmm. And because I was still on my Kanye still okay type wave. But now when I look at it back, like somebody tweeted, somebody said, like, Kanye only speaks to black people when it's time to sell some shit.
Yep.
And I thought about it. I'm like, yo.
Yep.
He's only around when it's time to, when there's some sneakers coming out, mm-hmm. when the clothing line's coming out, when an album's coming out. That's it.
Oh, Kanye. It's so disheartening. I mean, of course, it's all in the bonus episode. You can hear how we really feel. It's all in there. So I don't want to like say too many things the same amount, like you know, two times over. But it's fucked up, yo. Like that was one of my goats, one of my heroes, and this nigga is just going down real bad. He's going down real bad, and he's like, and the fact that you know other celebrities are trying to talk to him, like John Legend texted him, like, yo, like I don't. Basically said, you know, your words are really powerful and you gotta watch what the fuck you say because you're saying some of the wrong things for the wrong reasons. It's crazy.
Kanye's just hitting people with the fuck out of here.
Hey, whatever. You're trying to manipulate me and use your words. You're
trying to disrupt my free thought.
Yeah, you're trying to use my words against me and disrupt my free thinking. Like, nigga, what? And then he talked to Ebro and Ebro's trying to understand and he's just like, you know, Ebro was texting him, but at the same time, he knows this nigga's out of here. Like,
was he trying to help? Or was I saw a text between them two where he was like asking for a job?
Well, because Kanye said that he needed to hire 160 people, and then jokingly, Ebro was like, "Yo, let me get a job at Yeezy." And Kanye was like 159 more to go or something like that. So, I mean, obviously, like the people who were friends with Kanye are still like cool with him to a certain extent. Because, you know, it's hard to cut off a friend like that. Like, obviously, you know, nobody's probably had to do it. Somebody who, as close as, somebody like Kanye and then fall into some shit like this and be their friend. Because, you know, the Trump supporters I know, I wasn't really cool with them anyway. So it was real easy to be like, all right, nigga. I'm going to just remove you from Facebook. Like, it's like, it wasn't that hard. But Kanye is somebody who was very influential and his whole life story and his whole brand is basically the complete opposite of who he is right now, and it's fucked up.
So, this reason you need to believe, like, damn, nigga, were you lying to us the entire time?
Yeah, I honestly don't. I don't know. I can't even tell.
And that's what fucks me up.
I can't tell. And I don't know.
The most disappointing, sad, disheartening thing
about it. It would just be great if he just deleted his Twitter. If he deleted his Twitter, people would stop talking about this, and it would semi go away.
Oh, it definitely would go away
because you know everything in this
and
day and
then
age.
Don't do that, and then don't let the albums be fire.
Oh, they're gonna be fire.
And then
they're gonna be fire. New pictures. And I'm gonna listen to it. I have to
with the family. Ooh.
I have to listen to it. I'm gonna listen to the album, and I don't know if I can just like stop listening to old Kanye because that was the Kanye that I loved. Like. So that's a little hard. I don't know. At least he's not like R. Kelly. He wasn't out here peeing on children and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
At least he ain't fucking Bill Cosby out here fucking 80 years old.
Bill Cosby. Oh, my God.
Time is slipping away from me.
Yeah. So are the charges.
Time.
It's not slipping away from him. Bill Cosby just was found
this nigga is so
guilty
old.
On all counts of he's all sexual counts. Assault, rape, all Son, those things.
He's so old, they were like, yo, you should really be getting 30, but we're just going to give you 10 and hope you die within 10 years.
And then they probably gave him time. He has no time left.
And now he's on, watch him, he might die while he's waiting for his bail hearing. Well, not even bail hearing, because he's out on bail right now, so he's not in jail. He's waiting for his actual sentencing. He might die before he even gets sentenced. If that was me, I'd be like, come on, death. Like, just get me out of here. Because he just gotta go, man. That shit is sad. But, and it was crazier. It was even crazier to me to see, like, the women after the ruling came out, how excited they were. I'm like, yeah, son, he was really hurting people. Like, because that shit was bad. And fucking Bill Cosby, bro. What are you gonna do? You can't fucking build.
There's nothing to do.
Nothing. It's just all the pudding in the world will never help. It'll just never. Oh, man. But speaking of celebrities, other shit that happened this week, this shit was kind of shocking to me. Fucking Nas and Khalees.
Yo, it doesn't stop.
It's one thing after another.
Word.
Apparently, if you're a rapper, or an athlete, that means you have to punch bitches in the mouth.
To keep the lyrics sharp.
Nothing keeps your pen flowing like a nice old uppercut to your old lady. It shit is terrible. It shit is so bad.
Nothing keeps the brain sharp like a good old backhand.
So, and it was crazy.
So tell me what happened with Nas.
So basically, Khalees, she said she woke up one day and she was just like, I can't keep acting like this didn't happen to me. And it's really, to me, it's fucked up that women feel like they have to go through that.
It's a shame.
Because obviously she was trying to protect Nas because he has that type of persona where, you know, he's a good dude.
Don't they got kids together?
They got kids, yeah. You would have thought he was a good dude. He's not. He was not a good dude at all. At least in a relationship.
Yeah, no.
He might be good. Apparently, the nigga was drinking too much Henny.
Piece of shit.
Don't put your hands on women. I don't care if you're me or Nasir or Jones. And, you know, niggas aren't going to cancel him because he made Illmatic. You know? And, yeah. Yo, I saw niggas caping for him. They're like, yo, she probably deserved it. What? What?
She probably kept trying to say milkshake and he got tired.
Nigga turned her into a milkshake.
Stop. 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 The views of DJ LZ do not necessarily reflect those of the Not That Serious podcast.
Try to turn her face into a smoothie. Oh my God.
Again.
Not Seer.
That's at DJ ELZ.
Not Seer. Son, but come on, bro. Yeah, like, man. For real. Why? No, and it was crazy because they had a
time. Hold on, I got one. Say Uchiwali. Say it.
Uchiwali. Right, Uchiwali. That was when Nas was going through his bad phase. He was definitely hitting her. That was the writer. He went through the writer's block phase. He was just.
He was definitely taking out.
Just that. Arthur meme all day. Just fist. Just. Be mad at yourself, Nasir.
That's
a shame. But basically, they had a very toxic relationship because she said in an interview that when they had really high highs, like when their relationship was at its best, mm-hmm. it was even still toxic to them because they loved each other so much. And it was just like, it was like overwhelming for
so
them.
So it was like really high highs and really low lows.
Like, yeah. So she said when it was really low, it was like, it was horrible. Mm-hmm. And she said there was literally no in between. So I'm like,
I think you said
that's the worst type of relationship.
When you were telling me, it was like, part of it was linger from his past relationship with his baby mom's because
that was Corey telling us that
his baby mom cheated on him with
Jay-Z
with Hov,
and that's not a good
scumbag look. Hov making an appearance yet again. Hov, yo,
Shaboy.
Can we talk about Hov? Hov is kind of a snake.
He's a little bit of a slightly little snake. Okay, he's been snaking for years.
Yo, Hov has been snakes like kind to the of top. A snake forever.
This nigga cheated on Beyonce. That's top notch snake right there. How do you get the wiggle room to even do that? How do you get the unmitigated gall?
Because because Beyonce is probably fucking annoying too.
Beyonce is not annoying.
You, I'm more sure Beyonce's annoying.
She can annoy the shit out of me. I wish she would.
Yeah.
I wish she would.
Regular DJ help. Yes. I'm sure she could.
I wish she would annoy me.
She could annoy me too.
Oh man.
Annoy this dick.
Get on my dick.
You better pester it.
Get on my dick nerves.
Get on my ding-a-ling nerves. You better aggravate this dick. Pester it.
Be a nuisance.
Be a nuisance to my wee-wee.
Oh, that's terrible. I love Beyonce.
But yeah, like... he cheated on Beyonce. That's snake move number one.
The whole Rock Nation thing with Dame Dash and State Prop and
he
all
literally
that.
Just saw it and didn't tell nobody.
He pulled the rug from under them niggas. Like...
Yes.
Man, with the peace sign. He just left.
That's how he just left. Sold it and kept it moving.
He tried to whisper in a couple people's ears, like, yo, if you leave now,
I'll sign you. Yeah. Maybe.
Maybe.
I'll give you a shitty deal.
Possibly.
You'll kind of be my slave forever. But you'll get rock hats.
You'll be able to throw the rock up. That's terrible, man. What else was Jay-Z snaking with? I don't know. He lived a very promiscuous. I don't even know. He's just one of those dudes that was just always up to something. Still is, but I know he ain't fucking with Kanye anymore. That's one thing he might have snaked himself out of real good and real early.
Yeah, he got out of.
Do you think he stopped talking to Kanye or Beyonce made him? Or like it was a combination.
Beyonce definitely made him stop talking to Kanye.
I think like he used to be like
Beyonce is probably annoying. I don't like that you hang out with that Kanye guy.
Listen, I think Jay-Z...
Is he really getting married? Look, this is the conversation. Okay. Is he really getting married to Kim? I don't want him around my babies.
Facts.
So...
That's probably it.
You can go over there, but you better not bring none of that over here.
Exactly.
And now you bring... beat the nigga. Just fuck it. I don't want to hang out with you.
She was like, where you going? I'm just going to hang out. You going over Kanye?
No, you going over Kanye.
Just give him a... And he's
Have fun with your new Kardashian friends.
I don't think he's ever really been around, at least in public, probably in private, and he was just like, nah, this is not the wave. Especially when he found out Lamar was smoking crack, he was probably like, oh fuck. And the fact that Kris Jenner is a pipeline to TMZ, hell no. He was like, nah. He don't do the public shit, neither does Beyonce. Beyonce doesn't even respond to fucking anything. So the fact that they are a pipeline to TMZ, you know, that's not a good look for somebody who lives such a private life. Oh, man. I don't know how Kanye does it. I don't know. I don't know how any of his friends do it, to be honest with him. Or to be honest, but that is not the family I would want to be around at all.
At all.
Just can't do it. I don't know. It don't seem fun to me. I never liked the Kardashians, to be honest. That's just me. I know a lot of people that do like them. Oh man! Speaking of speaking of white women,
bruh.
See
these chicks at Willie P, right?
Yes.
They don't.
These joints at Willie P. So you saw the video?
Yes, I saw the video. So basically, what it was these chicks from Willie P. They got like it's kind of like a Snapchat video. Mm-hmm. They were drinking. Mm-hmm. No excuse. But she's like basically on some drunk shit, like, if I'm reciting the lyrics, I can say the N word, right? Nigga, 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 and it's just, you said it once.
I don't remember, did it.
Which was wrong.
Yeah.
Then you had a nigga field day. And you took.
What was she listening to that new?
You took too many deposits from Nigga Bank.
What she listening?
You overdrafted your nigga fee.
Was she listening to the Lil Dicky song?
I don't know what she was listening
to. That's why I don't play that shit. The Lil Dicky and Chris Brown song?
Yeah.
I woke up in Chris Brown body.
Yeah, but I said it, but I'm Chris Brown. No, nah, no.
Bitch.
No, Steven.
You're white, bitch.
Yeah.
Okay? Listen. You're white.
No, bitch. Tracy.
Tracy. Miss Sarah. Yeah. You're just white woman.
Baca, I'm that nigga. You know how Twitter does, got them out of here. I believe they all got suspended, expelled, one of them.
I don't think they should get expelled. Expulsion is too much. If I'm keeping it real. If you're just saying that, you shouldn't get expelled.
Mm.
You should definitely, something should definitely happen, especially the context of that one. Because I know that, like she was just singing the song. She was saying nigga, she shouldn't have been saying it. She was ODing, but she wasn't, like, saying it in a, I guess, in a racist way. You know what I mean?
Right.
But, like, the other girl who went to, what was it, Auburn or Alabama? Did you ever see that?
Of course.
And she's from down here. She was from around here. She went to, like, Shawnee or some shit. And she's, like, she was saying nigger with a hard ER just in the car. Just, I could say nigger, da 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 da, niggers this, niggers that. Okay, that's an expulsion. There's a difference, obviously, because one was malicious and the other one, she was just being drunk and fucking ignorant, trying to sing a song, thinking that shit was cool. That shouldn't be expulsion. That's just my opinion. I don't give a fuck what really happens to them. If they expel both of them, I couldn't care less. I'm just saying, I wouldn't expel them. I would probably give them a nice little suspension. Know what I mean? Take away the housing, make that bitch fucking commute from West Bumblefuck.
Word. Like,
you can still go here.
Yeah,
but you're going to have to deal with this backlash.
You're going to have to walk.
Yeah, you're going to have to walk a little essay.
On your Caucasian feet. And you know they're not built for physical shit.
Yo, you know, I just remembered, I forgot to talk about this and tie it into Kanye. Fucking Amber Rose.
Mm. Oh, can I take this one, please?
Go ahead.
Can I take this one? This is my favorite. I can't wait. Hold on, I'm going to take a swig of Jack on this one. Because...
Oh, man. Because this woman. Nigga. Yo, let me tell y'all how we were eating wings earlier, right?
Okay. And these. We don't have to.
These shits were fucking mild wings. Regular mild. They were a little. They had a little kick to it, mild, but nothing crazy.
Mild in hell.
This nigga, Michael.
Listen.
We ate the wings. This nigga said, I ate them, you know, drank my juice, whatever I had. I was fine.
Mm-hmm.
This nigga Mike is sitting on the couch like 30 minutes later talking about my lips still burn. I'm like, nigga, they were fucking ketchup flavored.
Get the fuck out of here.
Mike has.
Now you're gay.
Mike.
You're fucking
nigga had ketchup flavored wings and said my lips burn.
No, bro.
Mike.
I don't know what it was. No, this is what happened.
They weren't even kicking like that.
Bro. So I ate them real fast.
Mm hmm.
So I just knocked them out. Boop, boop, boop.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And there were drums. Delicious.
The flats were good, too. The flats were fine.
But, so I ate them real fast, and then I'm like, yo, this burning sensation on my face is not going away. Okay. And it keeps building and building.
When I tell y'all these were the most mild of mild.
I highly doubt it.
Mild. Very mid. There was nothing. They weren't even. I don't even think they were hot wings. I'm pretty sure they were just mild. They had a little tiny hint of kick to it. Yes, I felt it burn at first. I was like, wings, hot, but okay. Kept it pushing. Didn't. I wasn't sitting. Mike was sitting there like my face.
I'm like, I'm trying to chop on ice and shit.
He'd be nice.
I'm like hell.
Like nigga, it was not that. This nigga Mike has.
I'll go through it right there, bro.
The taste buds. Of a teenage white woman.
Hey, man.
And he was going through it, sweating bullets, eating mild wings.
I'm not good with the heat, man.
You're not good with the heat. Nah. You're not good with these drinks.
Bro,
you never had 151, have you? Bacardi? I think that was the rum or whatever it is. They stopped.
I've had Bacardi before, but I don't remember 151. I don't remember having it.
They stopped making it. Now, that shit, you would die.
Mm.
That would kill you. If them wings damn near killed you, almost put you in a coma.
I was definitely losing it. I was.
Nigga started hallucinating.
I saw my great grandma. I was like.
Nigga started.
I definitely. I saw my great grandparents from Virginia. I'm like.
What the fuck is going on?
You ate the wings, boy. Shout out to my grandparents for the king. I love y'all. R.I.P.
Oh, God. Old mild ass wings. Anyway.
Yeah, so, yes. Amber Rose.
Just lonely effort.
Yeah, this lonely bitch. Oh. So she's basically saying that she's lonely and that nobody's taking her serious because she's stereotyped as a hoe unfairly.
Yeah.
And I this is my favorite song. I love it. It's great. She literally, she made her life being a hoe.
Yeah.
She then wrote a book about how to be a hoe.
Essentially.
How to finesse men out of money and time and different things of that nature. Yeah. How to get what you need out of men for possibly little to nothing. And just how to just get over on people, especially men. How to use that stuff. This is a publication that she was a part of.
Yeah.
Wrote this.
Yeah, this is her own brand. She's mad at her own brand. This is you.
And now she's like, oh, nobody wants to love me because I think I'm a hoe. Well, yeah, bitch, you taught the whole class. You were the professor. Yeah. You gave out the whole syllabus, bitch, at the beginning of the semester. I remember you doing it. You outlined what the hoeing was going to be for the year.
I don't think she, first of all, we already knew she was a clown. I don't think she realized that she was sacrificing her love life when she started doing this.
Well, she's an idiot too.
Because I understand, you got to respect what she's doing. You got to understand why she does what she does. She's basically saying that women should be able to have sex just as much as men. Yes. But the way she went about it is she went to the most extreme of extremes to make her point. And she put her neck on the line and made herself like a damn fool on national television multiple times, on her Instagram, all of that, just so women could do what they want, and there's nothing wrong with that. But she has to understand that she is basically a martyr, and she put her pussy on a fucking target, and nobody wants to shoot at it.
At all.
At all. At least nobody wants to shoot at it and stick in it.
And, nobody wants to shoot because she's charging a cover charge to shoot. Bitch. What? Fuck yourself.
It's just not happening.
It's like her being upset that people look at her as being a hoe is like me. If I steal from you, if I'm stealing from you for like 20 years, and then one day you decide, you know, I'm like, you can't come to my house no more. Yeah. Why won't you let me in the house? Because, nigga, you fucking steal. And you've been doing it for years. Well, why can I have a man that loves me and respects me? Because, bitch, you've been hoeing for years.
And it's just the fact that she made it well
known. You would think having a kid would stop the hoe. But no.
She got pictures of vaginas throughout her house. She says she walks around naked around her son just so he's comfortable around naked women or with the female anatomy, and that she has pictures of vaginas throughout her house so he's educated on what a vagina is and so it's not over-sexualized or something. It was something along those lines. It's just too much. It's entirely too much. It's too much.
Yeah.
It's too much. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know how to feel about anything that she does anymore. And she has a type, and it's the fact that she went in saying, like, it's the whole book thing. Like, I can just, you know, this is how you get shit from men, and you don't have to do anything, and da-da-da-da-da. What man is going to trust that you actually are, you love him now? Like, no nigga's gonna want to deal with that. Oh, and it's bad enough niggas ain't shit. What more do you want? Actually, no, that's fucked up. But it's like, I don't know what she wants. Like, there is someone for her, I'm sure. There's someone for everyone. But her husband, I don't think her husband is going to be a football player or a rapper. She need a regular nigga. That's what it's looking like. Because 21 Savage wasn't the guy. Sorry. I don't know. It's her next guy's
gonna have to. You've been a hoe for years.
It's gonna have to be a regular.
You got it, though. At some point, it's okay to have some shame. Okay? Mm. It's okay to understand that, okay, it's okay. You can be free and do what you want. Mm. enjoy it. If you want to have sex with 90 niggas and leave two for the next day because you don't like odd numbers, I don't give a fuck. You can do that, bitch. But when it's done, I'm gonna don't expect to look at you like the princess of the ball.
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah, she's like, yeah, nobody. And then she goes to Coachella and calls it Hoachella, and she's just walking around basically naked. It's like, no man is really gonna want to make you their wife. And it's like she, and she tries to pin it on, you know, the way she is, like, but it's like, that's just not, that's not what a man is really looking for.
At all.
Like, you do certain things, but it's just not something that a man is gonna want a wife. It's just unfortunate. It's just, it's hard. It's the life you chose. I don't know what more to tell her. I really don't.
She chose this life.
Yeah, I don't think she understood that she was gonna. I think she, I don't know. She just thought that niggas would like her like this. Does she think niggas would like fall into her lap this way? And they are, but niggas just want to fuck. They don't want to. They don't want to fuck her and just her. They don't want a wife. I don't know, man. It's hard. Well, for her, at least. I don't know what she's expecting, to be honest. But shout out to her. I praise that she can get her shit together and she's not lonely forever, because that's how it's looking at this point. It's not looking good for her.
No. It is not going to, because you've been hoeing for years.
Yeah.
It's very simple.
But I feel like, you know, that's where women try to say, like, well, you know, you can be a hoe and you can have your hoe phase, but her hoe phase isn't a phase, it's a brand.
It's your life.
It's her brand. That's the difference between you
as an individual.
And you're a celebrity. Like, a lot of girls can just be a hoe and move to Atlanta and restart their body count. You can't do that. Like, you can't just, like, up and leave and be like, oh, yeah, I was a hoe in the past. Like, that's your whole brand. You're in charge of the slut walk. Nobody, like, no nigga, especially now after seeing what 21 Savage went through when she had the nigga at the slut walk, and if she's a slut, I'm a slut too. No nigga's gonna want to walk around doing that. It's just not realistic at all. So, I mean, like I said, there's somebody for everybody. She's gonna find one, but I don't think she need to find an Israeli millionaire or something. Be like Janet Jackson. Find you a rich nigga, like Eve. Find you a billionaire.
She be on the View, Eve, right? She be on The View now. Just I don't know if it's The View or something.
She's on one of those shows,
and she just be living her best life, just Eve talking living it up. Shit. She's living it up, man.
Her husband's like a billionaire or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Do that, Amber Rose. If you're so good at fucking niggas out of their money, find you a fucking prince of just somewhere and get you a billionaire.
Find you a dummy.
If you're that good. At least hoe up. Don't hoe down. Hoe up.
You know what? I like that.
Don't hoe down. Hoe up. If that's my advice to you. If you want to live that life, you want to say you're a hoe and a slut and all that shit, don't hoe down. Hoe up. Because, you know, rappers are rich. They ain't wealthy. Get you a wealthy nigga. If that's the plan, if that's the life you want to live, I'm telling you. Find you one of them.
Because that Emerald's life is not the model to success in life. I promise you that shit right now.
She can only sell flat tummy tees for so long.
Yeah. that doesn't turn into a real thing once you hit the $200 mark prize. You still get tummy tees.
Oh, man. Shout out to her, though. She'll get it together one day. Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe.
I hope so.
What do we have next?
I don't even know.
Because I'm just... the Amber... It infuriates me. It infuriates me to no end.
I think it's just weird because she didn't really see it. She didn't see this coming.
How do you not see it coming?
I don't know.
How?
Because I think she thought that this would bring niggas in, but now she realizes niggas just want
to
fuck.
Yeah, it brings niggas in to fuck.
That's it.
Nigga.
That just, it just shows how silly she really is.
The music from the club is going to make me want to go in. I don't want to live there. I want to stay, have a couple drinks,
have a little fun,
and leave.
And then go home.
And get the fuck out. That's what these niggas wanted to do. They wanted to come in,
have a little fun,
and get the fuck out.
They just don't live in the club. That's one club that they ain't trying to live in.
Yeah.
Yeah. She should have stayed with Wiz Khalifa. She fucked that up. That day fucked up. He fucked up, actually. Didn't he cheat on her? Yeah, like yes.
Yes.
Ah, niggas ain't shit. Oh, my God. I can't even
talk. It's a bad episode for us. We're strong black men, I tell you what.
For us, men of melanin.
Yeah, it's
not looking good.
It's a toughie.
It's not looking good.
But we have...
And we got fucking Ku Klux Kanye, Nas beating bitches up.
Bill Cosby.
The only good thing is Meek Mill and LeBron. Oh, we didn't talk about LeBron. This nigga LeBron out here splashing deep ass threes. I still don't think they're gonna go to the finals though.
Who?
The Cavs.
Absolutely not.
I don't think so. It's just
they're gonna get the. I won't say that this round they're gonna get the fuck up out of here. But I mean,
they better. They got one more game. They gotta win one more.
It's on the horizon.
Yeah,
it's on the horizon.
We'll see.
We will see. So Amber Rose, we got the music coming up. A lot of music coming up soon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking that kind of,
like, it's a lot going on.
The whole music thing kind of got fucked up for me, though, because of Kanye. Because that's what I was looking forward to the most.
I'm going to power through it.
I am too. It took away the hype. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
The hype is gone for me. Like, I still want to hear it. It's not going to sound the same to me, though, because I'm going to have that, like, that voice in the back of my head, like, yo, fuck this nigga. What the fuck am I listening to this for? And I know he's going to say some bullshit on the album. I'm going to be like, here we fucking go. Like, but other than Kanye, we got A$AP Rocky coming out.
A$AP Rocky coming out?
Yeah. A$AP Rocky's coming out.
Didn't know that.
Drake. Pusha T. Cudi and Kanye have a mixed, have a joint album. Who else? Somebody else.
Nas Catch These Hands.
Oh, yeah. Nas, you better not bring that milkshake to the yard.
The boys coming to the, what? Who's bossing? I'm boss.
You hate who so much right now? Oh, okay.
I hate this foot in your ass. You know he said that shit like that.
You think he probably threw like bevel clippers at her and shit. Nas is fucked up. Yo, that made me think. Do you see how Fab and Emily were together at Coachella?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. It's just it really is a bad week. It is a bad week.
It's bad. And I feel like something else is going to happen.
Yeah.
And it's going to get fucking worse.
Yeah, it is going to get worse.
It is.
God, no. Black men, come on. Can we just pull it together just a little bit?
We might have to
straighten up and fly right. Do we have to send out the emails? I really didn't want to send out the emails, but
everybody check your spam folders.
Please check your emails, please. Not your Gmail, your Bmail, please. Check your Bmails because apparently we're gonna have to send out this email. Check your spam; it might go to that, and we're gonna have to put out a PSA because niggas need to get the shit together and get on board. Because this is a fucking shame. We can't. It's bad enough. We can't be taking all these L's. All right. It's only so much we can defend because women already say niggas ain't shit, and these niggas that we listen to say ain't helping a damn thing. Yo, you're not helping.
That we looked up to are garbage.
Yeah, yeah, niggas stink.
Garbage.
The only real one we got left is really like Will Smith. He's the only one that has like, yeah. Everyone else has been in a scandal
until like his Uber foot fetish comes out. We're gonna turn that aside.
Please no.
This is a story all about how I'd like to suck toes and put them in my ass. What?
Well, remember the whole thing with him? He was a Scientologist, and then him and Jada had an open marriage, and they were fucking all types of people and shit. That was a couple years ago. But he was just, that was just weird. That was just some weird Hollywood shit.
Yeah.
It wasn't really, like, problematic. He hasn't been problematic, though, at least I don't think. And I hope it remains that way, because we only have a few good ones left.
Yeah.
Because Kanye's out of here.
And when we say a few, nigga, handful. Few.
Because Kanye and Nas got up out of here on the same fucking day.
We lost a lot of the Mount Rushmore rap. 2 days. Just
blown to smithereens. Oh my gosh. Fucking Lil Pump is less problematic than this.
Well, Elsie, when you're right, you're right. I don't know what to tell you. You're on fire, my friend.
Lil Pump has less scandals than this. Jesus.
And you know who else is problematic?
Who?
You, because apparently you are an apparent racist.
Oh.
From what I remember.
What? How am I problematic? Oh, yeah. So I was DJing, right? Doing this little bar or whatever. And when I'm setting my stuff up, about the DJ. So I get my shit together. I'm DJing for about like 10, 20 minutes at this point. And the bar is a mixed crowd. You know, there's white people, black people, whatever. More white than black, but so be it. They listen to hip hop and shit too. So I'm playing like top 40, EDM, all the good stuff, you know, pop songs that white people would know, everybody would know. Dude comes up to me, old dude with a Vietnam jacket, talking about, oh, can you play some Pink Floyd? I'm like, yeah, I'm doing like the little thing, like the, you know, see the gift, like,
I'll get around to it.
Like, yeah, like maybe if I got it. Honestly, I don't even think I have Pink Floyd in my library. I might somewhere, but I didn't feel like looking for it. It wasn't that time of day. So I'm DJing, you know, everybody's dancing and shit. They ended up, you know, dancing. It was a good time. So it's about an hour left, not even. Dude comes up, says to me, you not playing my kind of music just shows what kind of racist you are, and walks the fuck off. I'm like, he didn't even give me a chance to respond, first of all. That was the worst part. The music was playing, and he leaned over the DJ table and said that shit. I'm like, wait, what? And he walks away. He walked back to his bar stool. Waddled his fat ass back. I'm like, yo, what the hell just happened? So I'm playing a couple more songs, and I see him getting ready to leave, and he walks back up to me. He's like, shame on you, and walks out the door. That was the whitest shit that's ever happened. He called me racist because I didn't play Pink Floyd at a party.
I remember him. He's like,
yeah, you were there.
I was there. He had it's a really old dude. Like,
What are you doing here?
The old home community,
Fitzgerald.
The old people community closes at 8, and it's like 10:45.
You're
late.
At this point, you missed your bedtime. Your curfew is way up. But it's just, I've never had that happen to me before. Like, he called me racist. He said that just shows what kind of racist you are. And it's not like I was playing. It's not like I was in there playing nothing crazy. I was playing pop and the hits from today, because it was a young crowd. He was the oldest nigga in there. Like, what do you want me to do? I was flabbergasted. I didn't know how to respond to that. But I don't know. White people be wilding when they get a couple drinks in the system. He had that liquid courage, because it took everything in me not to.
He was like, it looked like he was stewing all night about it. He was like, another time, Pink Floyd, like, rats.
Like,
I'm gonna let this Negro DJ guy know what I think.
I'm gonna give him a piece of my mind.
I'm gonna give him a piece of my mind.
And he came up to me and said that.
And he said, Buddy Buster Brown. Emphasis on Brown. I don't like the way you're treating me and my music taste. And I, along with my beautiful, weird looking son. Just me in my Air Force jacket.
Yeah, he. Oh my god.
From Vietnam, when I had the blood of many innocent Korean children on my hands. I'm here to call you a racist, sir, because you won't play Pink Floyd.
Pink Floyd.
In 2018.
Yeah. It took everything in me not to slap the shit out of that man, but. It is what it is. I carried on. Probably won't be DJing there again because I don't have time for that type of bullshit. I'm gonna just stop playing. I think I'm gonna just be done with the request thing. Cause I try to be one of the nicer DJs, play requests and shit. But I think I'm gonna just get a nice little sign, maybe a nice little marquee, something. Mm-hmm. Maybe get a shirt that says no request. I mean,
that's what you need, man.
That might be that might be a little gaudy. Maybe I'll put it on like my laptop on the back to put a sticker.
Because everybody just feels the need that they
yeah, like,
I know that's got to be annoying as a DJ.
It's very annoying. Actually, one girl came up to me and she touched my fucking laptop.
What?
You didn't see that happen?
So no.
She came up to me and asked me if I could play Sex With Me by Rihanna, right?
Good choice.
Not a bad song, but it didn't flow with the songs that I was playing at the time. I was like, I got you. I'll play it, but just not right now. So when I said that, I don't even know if she was drunk or not. She put her hand on the top of my laptop and proceeded to act like she was going to close it. Now, when she did this, I'm pretty sure I looked at her crazy because she took her hand right off. And it was just like, yo, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, and then she just walked away. She was like, I'm kidding. Like, I'm like, bitch, like, back up. And then she came up to me about 30 minutes later and was like, oh, you know, I was just kidding when I acted like I was going to touch your laptop. I'm like, bitch, get, like, I don't know. People act weird when they get around DJs, man. Like, I don't understand. It's just weird. It's more so white people that act weird when they get around DJs. Just white people get real weird when they act around black people in general. Like, that shit is just, you ever have a white person call you brother?
If I could count them times.
What can I do for you, brother?
A middle-aged white man has called me brother.
I hate it.
I can't stand it.
Hey, brother. Like, what? Brother, why do you assume that?
Big man. Big bro, big dog. Like, yo, just.
Brother.
Bro.
They call me brother. I don't like it. There's just something about it.
Face, like,
yeah, just motherfucker. I am not your fucking brother.
So I'll shoot this whole fucking shit. That's what gets you through,
I'll
man.
Shoot everybody in this bitch. I just hate that. How can I help you, brother? Like, excuse me, bro. I'm like, yeah. What? Black people don't even say that shit to me. What are you talking about?
My brother don't say that shit to me.
My own brother don't call me brother.
What the fuck?
I don't know, man.
Get out of here, Carl.
White people act weird when they get around black people.
They do, man.
They can't help it.
They can't handle it.
They just start glitching. They start glitching and shit. They start lagging. Ooh. What?
Thinking about white people acting crazy around black people.
What?
Have you heard about this situation with the four ladies at the golf course in New York?
At the golf course. Apparently, they were golfing too slow.
So... No. It's a thing, like, mm-hmm. when you're in it was four ladies, they golf, they're with this group of black women who golf called Ladies of the Fairway or
yes,
something
it.
Of the Fairway. So it's basically a group of black women who mm-hmm. golf.
Yeah.
So I think they were all part of this country club in New York. It's a golf country club. Mm-hmm. And they're all members. All of these women are members.
They're all members of the country club.
Members of the club. And they golf here, they do this regularly. They do this.
Yep.
So, I guess the way golf works, and, like, the way that works is that you and your group, you go through the courses. You go through the holes, 1, 2, 3, 4, or whatever.
Yeah.
And then there's people behind you that go.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, if you're the person that's golfing and you take a little, you know, just a little longer, the person in back of you can say, hey, can I play through? Mm-hmm. Which means that's the person who...
Yeah, you let them go, right?
You let them do the hole, take over your hole, and then they move on.
Yep.
So you have time to strategize, mm-hmm. get or whatever you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So what happens was these four ladies, they're golfing, mm-hmm. and then the club owner's son uh-huh. goes up to them talking about, you're playing too slow. Ignored it. They keep moving on. So at the ninth hole, there's 18 holes in golf. So basically at the halfway point.
Halfway, yeah.
There's a little clubhouse where you can take a break, eat, chill for a minute before you finish up.
Yeah.
Now, the four ladies are eating. They're at this part.
Mm-hmm.
And the dude is like, here he comes again. Yo, you're taking too long of a break. We're trying to play. But instead of like, asking to play through.
Yeah.
They're just pressing
he's like harassing.
Harassing them to go. Like,
yeah.
Go! Go! Like a little fucking like kid. Like a fucking ass. You know? And eventually, I think he had somebody call the cops on them because...
Yeah, they call the cops.
Yeah. Call you the know what they do. Get, you know, when I don't want to deal with these niggas. Call the police. Yeah. They'll deal with them. Yeah. So, what happened? They were taking the break, and then they asked. They even asked a golf pro if they were taking too slow. Mm-hmm. Said, no, you guys are just fine. Mm. Also, asked the person that was, who was it?
Somebody that was working there?
Yeah. I think it might be, yeah, somebody, it was a, somebody is a golf pro. They were asking them if they were playing, so they said they were all right. Mm-hmm. You know? And that, but that wasn't enough for the old owner's son.
Yeah, that, oh, yeah, that's who it was. Yeah, it was, yeah. It was the owner and his son, or just the owner's
son?
It was
just the owner's son. Okay. You know? Mm-hmm. So harassed him, called the police.
Yeah.
I don't know if they left, if everybody left at that point when the police came. I believe everybody left. Nobody was like,
yeah. Yeah, they,
like,
yeah,
nothing, yeah, sticky happened. Yeah. Too crazy.
Yeah.
But what they forgot to calculate, that one of these women was the head of the New York chapter, the NAACP.
Shit.
And she was an attorney.
Oh,
and
she's gonna
get in that.
That booty duty.
And boy, and then, so she's.
Somebody, are they getting sued?
I believe they're going to
they
sue.
They gotta get a lawsuit.
Because the crazy thing was that the owner's wife called them to offer up an apology. Mm-hmm. And when you do that, that's pretty much an admission of guilt.
You're admitting, yeah.
So when you do that,
yep.
Fucked up now. You done fucked up now. That black woman, them black women are gonna take your ass,
yep,
and hand it to you,
mm-hmm, on a silver platter
with a side of greens, and it's over.
Yeah,
yeah, man. Them hoes going to Dubai.
To Dubai.
Them hoes is going to Dubai.
I got a Louis suit. No,
I got
it.
I got a camera on my neck. He put a camera on the neck. Turn up. Hey, it's your boy. I sold your boy.
I got the Louis Vuitton. Daddy, goddamn.
Daddy, goddamn.
They about to be in Dubai living their best life.
Yes, man.
But hey, man, I don't know. White people just, they be getting like, I don't mean to make it such a white-black episode, but like,
they get real uncomfortable in certain,
yeah, they just act funny sometimes.
They don't expect black people to be in. It's exactly. Very wild.
Exactly. It's like, yo, what
and
the
their reaction to this is always the same, like,
man,
call the police, because it's almost like they know, yeah, they're my hired get rid of these niggers squad.
Yeah.
My nigger extermination crew. Extermination. Got pesky niggers you don't want around? Call the police.
For anything. And then they'll like antagonize the situation too, like, and make it worse, yeah, to the point where it's like, okay, now this black
person might. You don't even follow proper protocol. Why don't you just ask to play through?
Exactly.
Don't.
And that's exactly why they did what they did, because
bother them.
He wasn't doing anything right.
Don't bother them. They're not ready. The people ahead of them aren't ready. That's supposed to be going ahead of them aren't, yeah, ready. So how about you fucking wait?
Ask politely.
Or just ask politely.
Come on, son. It's common courtesy.
People can't be like,
I don't know.
And I noticed it, like, once, like, people try to take black people advantage of black people, mm-hmm, you know what I'm saying? And especially, I feel like this case, when it happened, it was definitely all black women.
Yeah.
And they just felt like, he just felt like, oh, I can walk over these, yeah, women. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They wouldn't know the rules anyway.
Mm-hmm. They're just a bunch of niggas.
Niggas. Little did he know.
They're a bunch of knickknacks. What do they know? A whole bunch of nothing. A
bunch of raggedy ends.
Yeah. This isn't Keisha Cole.
This ain't a Fantasia concert. I don't know, man. But shout out to the white people that listen to us, because we know that you have more common sense.
Yo, shout out to all 19 of y'all, man. We fuck with y'all.
Shout out to you.
For real.
Because it's just, y'all, I don't think y'all know what we deal with sometimes. It's just a lot of bullshit. When you really step back and look at what you deal with, I feel like as a black person, you wouldn't understand, like, or not understand, you don't really recognize what you deal with until you step back and look at it. Like, mm-hmm, yo, that was some bullshit. This is some bullshit.
Why? Why do I have to go through?
But we're so like this. We're so like used to just like, oh well, that's just how they are. Like, and it's very, it gets very annoying and tiring at times. Believe me.
Yeah, but it's unbelievable sometimes. The shit you
encounter.
When you look at it.
It's laughable. It's funny.
It's like, why? Why do functioning adults have to deal with this shit?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
It's just part of life, I guess.
Yeah.
It's a part of life. What else we got on here, man?
I don't have anything else.
You got nothing else?
I don't have. You have anything else?
We didn't really talk about J. Cole's album, did we?
Fuck it.
That's how you feel about it?
Yes. I'm good.
Well, I'll put my personal opinion on it. We can end off on this a little bit, I guess. I didn't mind the album.
We must.
I didn't mind it. After seeing the visuals for it, it made me like certain songs more, like Kevin's Heart. I like that song.
Mm-hmm.
ATM, I do like that song. But when I first listened to the album, the only two songs that stuck out to me were the last two, which was Windowpane and 1985. So in total, I fucked with four songs from the album. So, I mean, the album wasn't terrible to me. It was definitely different. It had more energy. It wasn't as boring as it usually is. But he did have...
It had more energy to you?
Yeah. From the last album? Did it not? Way well, more
ass album had negative.
That was a
energy.
Stinker. A that was, stinker.
That was a
poop. That was a
That was a raspberry.
A dingleberry. Just left that one out.
That was audio coleslaw. Yuck.
Yucky. But no, I think that album, well, maybe didn't have more energy than 2014 Four Hills, Four Hills Drive, because obviously that album was very special. But you know, his energy, the way he came on this album was definitely different. He definitely had a different perspective. So it was all right. I mean, from what I heard, it was all right. But the thing about J. Cole, to me, his replay value is very low.
That's my problem with this album. I know, like when I listened to this, I listened to it once,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, there's like maybe two on here that's like
tolerable for you.
Not even just tolerable, just like. Yeah, tolerable's a good word.
I could tolerate this like, playing I'm, in the background.
Sure, like, yeah. I can play games while this plays in the background.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to fall off a cliff listening to this. But, it's like, like you said, like, it has no replay value, like.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does nothing.
Doesn't do anything for you?
It does nothing for me.
Yeah.
I feel like the message, and I don't know.
I'll try and put the words out there for you. He didn't say nothing that you haven't heard before, basically.
Yes.
He didn't reinvent the wheel when he did this. He's not the first nigga to say, you got money now, but you might not have money later.
But they swear he is.
He's not the first person to say, sometimes when you're the hero, you become the villain. Like, he's not the first person to say, niggas cheat. Like, he's not. He hasn't said anything we haven't heard.
At all.
So basically, that's how you feel about it.
Yeah, like, I know what I'm hearing. Mm-hmm. And like I said to other people, like, mm-hmm. Cole has too much control over his own music.
Yes, he does.
He needs an executive producer.
But he doesn't want
He
one.
Needs some features.
But he doesn't want any.
And that's why he's going to be stagnant to me forever. Like,
Yeah.
These last two albums have been stagnant or bad.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, Forest Hills Drive was stagnant, but it was really good.
I liked it because that was, I think, I liked 2014 because that was the most creativity that he got from himself because he did that all on his own. So, mm-hmm. you know, all of his creativity and the best stuff he was going to do on his own was on that album.
And I think that was kind of bad that Forest Hills Drive was such a success mm-hmm. because he uses that to like...
Yeah, now that's the benchmark.
Justify as that, the benchmark yeah. and how he did it.
Yeah. And now he feels like he has to live up to that. Like
he's got to have a great album with no features
every single time.
He's got to
not
all the beats.
Son, that's
he's
not.
He's got to just.
It's not realistic.
No,
it's not.
Kid.
Yeah, that's. I don't think people understand how hard that actually is. But he has core fans who are gonna listen to this shit anyway, and it doesn't matter. Like the album broke all type of streaming records and da 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 da. But every album he does is gonna do that because that's just you know that's where we are right now. So, I don't know. I felt like, all in all, I feel like the album was, it was decent. So, that's the best I can give it. I mean, it was decent. I didn't hate it. I didn't hate it. I'm going to listen to it in full again, just so I have a second, you know, give it a second full listen and a second opinion. But, we'll see. We'll see. How'd you feel? What was your, what's your final, your final, I guess, description of the album?
Me?
Yeah. Nah, the other nigga here.
Shout out to Sleepy Mike.
Me?
Me? It's just like, I knew what I was, I knew what to expect coming in, and I got what I expected.
Yeah.
I got some jazzy beats.
Yeah.
I got Cole. Mm-hmm. I got Cole singing.
You got a little bit of coleslaw.
I just knew what I was getting coming in, and I got it, and it's nothing to be excited about.
Yeah. Can't be mad at that.
It's two good songs, I would say.
Mm-hmm. What songs? Do you remember? Probably 1985.
No, I didn't.
You didn't like that?
I like ATM Counted Up. I like that.
Counted Up. That one's fine, so.
And then one of those. Like
Bracket. I think
I don't
that was one that stuck out. I don't remember how it goes, but I just remember the name of it.
So yeah, it was like two. I forget the other one, but I know one of them was definitely just ATM.
Yeah.
So, but you know, all in all, like, I'm never gonna listen to it again.
Yeah.
The replay value is garbage. I probably never, me or you or any other fan is never gonna listen to this past July.
Yeah, probably not.
It's done.
All the listens, yeah, all this. I still haven't listened to anything really like more than three times, which is, it kind of says a lot. But I'm gonna try it. I'm not gonna try and force it. But you know, me being a DJ, I always say this: I have to try and at least listen to the shit before I even listen to Chun Li and Barbie Tings. Okay, I had to give it a valid listen. So you know, it's part of the job. But we'll see what we can do. You got anything else?
That's it. Is that for it? Your boy.
You done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Finished? You done?
I'm finished, bro. All right. This is not that serious, the podcast. Yes.
We got some special episodes coming up for you.
Yeah, we do. We got
so
some.
We ain't trying to put too much out right now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We got some.
But we got some shit.
We got some good things coming for y'all real, real soon. I'm serious, man.
Yeah.
It's going to be really dope.
Yep.
Make sure you follow us everywhere on social media. We got the Twitter at NTS Pod, the Instagram at Not That Serious Pod. Follow us on our respective, you know, Twitters, DJ ELZEE and Mike Lowkey, MikeLowKey.
Yeah.
All one word.
KEY.
Make sure you listen. Yeah. Make sure you listen to us on Apple Music, on SoundCloud, on Google Play Music.
Oh, yeah, we are on there.
We're on there. We're on
nigga,
there.
I couldn't think of shit. Yeah, I was like, what the fuck else?
I was going to say, Pornhub?
Yo, we should get a Pornhub account.
I've been trying so many years.
Like, oh, you said years?
Yeah, just to have a premium one. Like, you get the free premium one when you do on Valentine's Day.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So what do you have to do to get an account? You have to like apply for it.
Yeah,
it's a whole process.
No, not apply, but you got to give your credit card information.
Oh,
and who the I can't do that. I can't be out here getting packages from
porno
from motherfucking Black Hooker Rim Jobs 9. I can't.
Yeah, it's not a good look.
From care packages from. How deep is your whole studios? Gotta admire Pornhub from afar.
Yeah, you gotta
can't
love
be a part of the community. not yet.
Yeah, it's so heartbreaking when you see for more videos to make a premium. You're just like, the road ends here. That's it, bro.
But yeah, that's everything.
Yeah.
Shout out to Twitter, you know, Instagram.
Yeah. It's fucking it's lit, man.
Is that it?
I don't know. YouTube channel coming soon because we're gonna need it. Wink wink. You feel me?
What?
It's a YouTube channel coming soon because we're going to need it.
We are?
Yeah. We going to get this show on the road, baby.
Yeah.
Get this show on the road.
Yeah, let's get some visuals popping.
You know what I'm saying? Also, anybody knows any type of cartoonist or animationist, please let us know if you know anyone who does any type of animation. I'm going to be tweeting that as well. Because I got some ideas. Mike got some ideas.
Yeah, we got some ideas,
We're trying to make some things, know what I mean, come to life.
We're trying to get the computers putin' exactly. Like Cameron in Killer Season.
Facts.
Shout out to his terrible acting in Killer Season.
Fucking horrible.
Oh, the worst. Oh.
It was bad. Yeah, we forgot to go over that.
Some of the worst acting I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
Like, some of the absolute worst.
Oh, man. We're going to have to do that. Next episode, we're going to have to talk about worst acting. Worst actors.
Yo, yeah, we're the, yes.
Worst actors.
Yes, just worst.
Yeah.
Yo, the worst rapper acting performances ever.
We can do that, and we can just do worst actors in general.
Yeah, overrated actors.
Overrated. Oh, man.
Who
feels overrated?
Who feels overrated right now?
Who don't I like? I feel like we're thinking of the same person though.
Who do you think?
I'm only thinking of this person because it was the first person to come to mind. I feel like a lot of people believe that Michael B. Jordan is overrated.
Yes.
So. Yeah. I don't know. I can't think of anybody off top. I have to think about it for a little bit, but I know a lot of people believe that nigga's overrated. So I think he's all right, but he cool with me. I don't think he's amazing.
No.
But a lot of people are just like, oh my god, throw him on everything. So you know. Might be a little overrated.
That's what happens when you can't find black men to do things. You just got a template man that you're gonna go with and say, "Oh, Michael B, go ahead.
There it is. Do your black thing, Blackie.
Niggity nick 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 nick." You know what I'm saying?
Oh man,
do the Harlem Shake, buddy. But that was not that serious. The podcast, the sleepy edition. Forgive us if there was any lulls in the conversation. Niggas be tired, bro.
See, they're going to be looking at us like, that's what the fuck you get for not doing it on your regular schedule.
Yeah. That's why these
That's exactly what we
Because they're out here taking naps.
No.
We can't be like Drake. We take naps.
Actually, niggas just get busy sometimes. So
yeah.
It is what it is.
We got a lot of shit.
Sorry.
Niggas got jobs, different opportunities coming, nigga. Man, I spent all day making chicken for a potluck at work.
Really?
I wanted to do that.
That's
shit
what you
all
was
day.
Doing?
That's what I was doing all goddamn day. Making sauce because I got to impress niggas. Because I got a new job. I said I was making, I'm making chicken. They just, woo!
You going to clean it too?
So, that's what I, that was my day.
Son, white people don't clean their chicken. How crazy is that? Think about that.
Did you see that video of the dude that was making the chicken and he put dish soap on the chicken?
Yeah. You gotta clean it, right? You gotta clean it.
Like,
and he's looking, and then
somebody said clean the chicken.
Exactly, like he's on IG Live. He's like, you're not supposed to clean the chicken. Well, why? Why not? I can't clean the chicken.
How else is gonna get clean? You put soap on it. Asshole.
That shit was pretty funny.
Hold
on, man. All right.
Yes, we're done.
We're gonna let y'all go.
Yeah.
Peace be with you.
Yes. All right, y'all.
Bless up.
We out of here, bro.
Tunnel vision on a guap stack. Malt liquor perspirating through the brown sack. Big talk looking thinner when it's combat. Swear that shit is astounding. I ain't stupid with cash either. I grew up around it. They overheard he shoot nice, so they knew to surround him. Eating shit like he shoot nice, like the booth had a bounty. I'ma kill it. It's early like a school night. I'm the realest that you know. My bruised soul in the middle of group home in the locks. Through the time I spent off in group homes in a box. I've been grown, boy. Cool cold, you spittin' just ain't hot. This fire and brimstone, God shoulda went home when you coulda took the title, raising bars of what's supposed to be good up. His shirt drenched, they wet his rosary, would have. And who you supposed to be, sugar? Don't get close to me, my heart cold like the fucking carrots in a grocery store. And in the morning, no Folgers just drove. I told my mama that I'm on my way home. I know my grandma watching over my soul. Thank you. spent nights off of diners at my desk. Did time in the tower off of spliffs. I'm not like the cowards on the fence. I'm not like I'm lounging on the bench. Get up out and get your shit. Find some power in yourself and in the shit. Listen, my niggas speak. All day, give them what live niggas require. My state, give up the prize, cause I'ma find it. Anyway, boy, we riding, trying to sneak the cake about the motherfucking bakery quiet. Dodging a bait on a fire, watch what you say in the sire. Stay out my face and my wallet, move state to state for the profit. Said it on Sunday, you peeped it. A tiny list of my peoples, I see them all as my equal. So the difference between us is just a pimp and a preacher. I'm running quick from my demons. I crush the split with my sneaker. You know the difference between us. These niggas frauds, you can see it. All of them out of their feelings. I know my heart, so I speak it. I love the squad, so I lead it. Eyes wide open, I'm sleepy. I'm on a highway, I'm weaving in and out of my lanes. I call mom, say that I was all the power I needed. She say she glad I'm called, she just can't believe it. I'm gone.